Welcome, ladies and gentlemen, to another episode of the Comic Chronicle Podcast. I am your host, Dakota Morgan, coming at you from Phoenix, Arizona, and right now it is time for our little annual, I guess you could say, because it is time for our San Diego Comic-Con coverage. We're here to give you guys news, information, news about trailers and whatnot, and a little bit of reviews of San Diego Comic-Con, of what we thought about it, or at least what I thought about it, because I'm solo today, of this year, of 2019. So it's every year we've done San Diego Comic-Con coverage, and this is our annual thing. So kind of want to dive into it right now of San Diego Comic-Con this year was okay. We had Marvel came in. There was a lot of cool toys, Funko Pop, really cool things that happened this year. And I know this is a podcast and you guys don't have any visual aid with this, but make sure you guys give it a Google and whatnot as well, and some research on it, as, you know, the PVC statues came out. You know, all the stuff coming out, like figures, statues, that sort of stuff was really cool. Funko, hashtag Funko rules, because holy shit, Funko's got some really cool stuff, especially for the pops, as always, of course. But I'm really disappointed this year with San Diego Comic-Con. I'm not really excited for Phase 4 of Marvel, except for the later end of it. The beginning's kind of a little bit of a rough start for me. That's just me personally. I know a few people are like, what the fuck? But no, it's gonna be interesting. So kind of diving right into that, we're gonna dive into the Marvel news. Marvel debuted its dick at San Diego Comic-Con this year with saying X-Men and the Fantastic Four movies are in development. We got no news other than that. They said they're in development. Cool. If you get Marvel, hire me if you need anybody. Phase 4 timeline goes as this. It goes as Black Widow movie, May 1st, 2020. Falcon and the Winter Soldier show, Fall 2020. Eternals, November 6th, 2020. Shang-Chi, February 12, 2021, WandaVision show, Spring 2021, Loki, Spring 2021, Doctor Strange, Multiverse of Madness, May 7, 2021, What If series, Summer 2021, Hawkeye, Fall 2021, and Thor, Love and Thunder, November 5th, 2021. That's a pretty good lineup. Towards the end, like, 2019, we don't really got shit left in here. We've enjoyed Endgame, it's gonna be a dead zone now, we're in that dead zone, and for me, the dead zone's gonna be for a while, because not really excited for Black Widow. Shang-Chi, take her leave. It will be pretty cool. The Eternals can fuck off. Falcon and the Winter Soldier show? Oh, yeah, let's do this. It's not going to be till Loki show debuts that I'm going to be excited for this. It's really hit or miss on this one. So, and of course, I was doing this entire show, I have Death Wish Coffee. Death Wish, if you wish to sponsor, I'm drinking your coffee. So, we're looking back at it is, the news is Natalie Portman is coming back as Jane. She was in Endgame. She left, saying, I'm never going to work for Marvel. She comes back. She's in Endgame as Jane Foster in a little bit of a flashback, you know, in the time travel, time heist. She comes back. We're like, holy shit, yes, because I liked her character in Thor 1. Thor 2, take a look. She comes back. She's awesome as always. She's going to be Lady fucking Thor, like Jason Aaron's run. In Thor, Love and Thunder, she is going to be, she wielded Mjolnir. She's going to be Thor, which is fucking amazing. You know, Thor is going to be the unworthy Thor. He's just probably going to have his hammer now. He's just, or his axe instead of his hammer. Mjolnir is going to go to her, and so he's going to be off. So Thor is needed on Earth, obviously. The Asgardians are on Earth and shit like that, too. So what's going to happen? Well, holy shit, Lady Thor, Jason Aaron's run. I can't wait. Natalie Portman's going to fucking kill it as Jane Foster. Is she going to have cancer? Probably, and they're probably going to do that thing. It's going to be sad as shit. Moving on to the show that everyone's been shitting on the most because they hate the character, Hawkeye. There's going to be a Hawkeye. Well, it's not his. It's going to be a Hawkeye show. Kate Bishop is going to be in the show. She's going to be his protege slash Hawkeye in training. So by the end, she'll probably be the real Hawkeye. And the Hawkeye, everybody loves more Kate Bishop. Yeah, fuck it. It's going to be amazing. I'm really excited for that. What else we got? Doctor Strange 2. The Multiverse of Madness is going to be the first horror film in the MCU. Hey, ladies and gents, this is Dakota coming at you with a little bit of an ad break right now because we have good news for you. Do you guys have an ad for a product, an event, or are you an actor trying to get your way out there in the world, or actress? Who knows? Whatever it may be, you guys can have it in the show. That's right, we're now doing ads. Do you guys want to have one in the show? I know it may seem something bad, but we're here to help you guys. They'll promote you and whatnot too, and to help you give you guys escape into the world. But we want to help out our community and help out our fan base. So for just $10 a month, you guys can have your own little ad of your choice, and we'll have it promoted on the show. You can either record it and send it to us, or we'll record one for you with all the information. That's right, folks, for just $10 a month, you guys can have your ad in the show. How do you do it? Well, just email filmworld97@gmail.com. That's filmworld97@gmail.com for all the details and payment and figuring out what it is and what you guys want to do. Of course, I'm not going to be doing things that are racist or anything like that. That's not what the show is. So, thank you guys for tuning in, and we're going to get right back to the show. But remember, filmworld, F-I-L-M, world97@gmail.com, and we'll go figure it out from there. You guys can be on the show. Think about it. Alrighty, now, back to the episode. Magic and horror? Oh, it's going to be fucking amazing. And also, returning is Blade Mahershala Ali. I can't pronounce his name for the life of me. He's going to be in Blade. It's going to be an amazing fucking show or movie, whichever it is. I don't know. They said it's not going to be in the MCU, then I heard it is. I don't know for sure. All we know is Blade is coming back, bitches. Rumors for a long fucking time that Blade is coming. Now for sure. Also, one other fact I want to point out before we move on from Marvel news is we knew about this shit already. Like, we had no dates and whatnot, too, and they said, oh, our show's coming. Like, okay, cool. We knew, we just didn't know the titles or any of the stuff for that and who was starring in it and whatnot. So Marvel kind of debuted shit we already knew, mostly. It was really weird. Moving on. Okay, and we're on to DC news. DC Comics, actually DC Universe, Warner Brothers, they debuted a few little trailers and whatnot too for us. But in the meantime, before we get to those trailers and what I thought about them real fast, is Titan Season 2 is coming fucking finally. Holy shit. Titans was an amazing series. And if you guys have not watched Titans on the DC Universe app, watch it. It's so worth your time. It's so worth the money. I like it. The first episode's rough. But you get past the first episode, you have this really cool version of them. I like it a lot. Towards the end, it's like, I want fucking more. And we've waited such a long time. September 6th, 2019. September 6th. Be fucking there, folks. Doom Patrol, Season 2. Doom Patrol, an amazing fucking show as well. 2020. We don't know when. This 2020 Season 2. Young Justice as well. Young Justice has been coming back. A quick review on Young Justice Season 3. Outsiders. Holy shit, it is amazing. I've reviewed it a bunch. Every episode, I come out and say how great it is, and I blow it because holy crap, is it fucking amazing! We've had people on the show from Young Justice before, Cameron Bowen, who plays Robin in season 2 and season 3. Go back to the later episodes of the show. He's in it. He talks all about it and shit like that. Especially working on Outsiders. Outsiders is beautifully written. It's able to do what it wants. It knows its audience because all of its audience has really grown up now because it's been like, fuck. eight or so years since season 2 ended, and so all of us have really grown up, so they know that. It's like Incredibles 2, they grew up with us in a sense, but still keeping somewhat kiddie. I would say it's more adult teenager than it was season 2, definitely season 1, but go check that out as well. So season 4 is coming, it has been confirmed. We also know now there is a Red Sun based on where Superman landed in Soviet Russia and became like their Superman and took over, communist takeover, Lex Luthor becomes president, all this crazy shit. The comic is widely accepted and widely popular, and now we're going to see it, which is incredibly fucking cool. We're going to see that come in. No date on that as of yet, but we do know Red Sun is going to be coming as a cartoon. And DC, if you need voice actors, holla. Next up, we have Harley Quinn. The trailer actually premiered, and holy shit, it looks like a good time. We have all the Batman villains are in it that you'd fucking want, even King Shark and shit, and it's going to be an adult comedy. It's adult cartoon, which is what they promised us, and seeing it and whatnot, she leaves Joker, she's on her own, her and Pamela, Poison Ivy, their relationship, and everything else, and Batman's in it, and part of it looked like a Dark Knight Returns Batman for a second there, at the towards the end of the trailer, which was weird. I don't get that, but alright. Joker's in it, Clayface is a bartender, they're all hanging out, there's a fucking smoking squirrel, I don't know what's going on, it looks like a fucking wild ride, and that's gonna be on a DCU app as well, on that streaming service, so make sure you guys check it out. Just purchase DCU at this point, Jesus. If you don't have a subscription, I don't know what the fuck you're doing, and you're listening to the show, what the fuck are you doing in your life? Next up, we have the trailers that dropped. Or actually, before we get to that, Batman Beyond, the show that I watched, my Batman cartoon, before I discovered, like, Justice League and everything. I discovered Batman Beyond and Justice League. But before I watched Batman Animated Series, my cartoon was, I watched religiously alongside Justice League, was when it was re-released on Warner Brothers channel. That's how old I am, folks. And was Batman Beyond is coming fucking back. And they released a trailer for it of a scene from episode 1. a side-by-side, same as they did, because it's being remastered. You saw the new and versus the old. And holy shit. And it comes with a pop figure, too. And it's like all this extra stuff as well. It's going to be so fucking good. Like, so Batman Beyond is coming back remastered. So make sure you guys, if you're a fan of the show or want to know more about it, it's going to be limited release. So check it the fuck out. I am really excited. I'm going to do whatever I can to get my hands on this shit. And everybody knows how they can get my hands on it. Let me know, because in the comments or reviews, something like that, or wherever, or on social media, because holy shit, I'm going to do what I can to get this. Not going to murder anybody, not going to blow, but still going to get it. Next up, we have the trailers dropped for Watchmen. Holy shit. Watchmen dropped. We get so much released in there. Make sure you guys check out the Watchmen trailer now, because whew, beautiful. I mean, it's so wonderful. It really is. I will put in the show notes, I will definitely put the trailer. I will put the trailer links and whatnot as well, too, for the trailers I think you guys should check out, one of which is going to be Watchmen. Definitely check it out, because it's going to be dope. Like, it's going to be really... I can't say how much Watchmen mean to me as a movie, but then as the comic, like, I got to reread it again, because it is brilliant. And so the show, we see the continuation. We actually see the world of Dr. Manhattan in there. His effect on the world. Police dressing up as vigilantes. Vigilantes in, like, the world that is now, with them running all over the place. Kind of legalized again, which is weird. But then also, like, Manhattan's influence. And he shows the fuck up. And we get Ozymandias. And we get Owlman's fucking ship. And we get all this crazy shit. It's such a wild ride. I don't know. And fucking Warshak's cult. I don't know what's going to happen. It's... plot twist, if Warshak is back because Dr. Manhattan felt bad and he recreated Warshak and he's actually leading the cult, that would be amazing. holy shit, it'd be brilliant. So that's the Watchmen trailer. It's well worth you guys' time. Go check it out. And then we had the trailers drop for Flash, which was okay. The villain, I don't even remember the villain from the comics. And I'm not going to spoil anything on that. It was really just like, I'm coming trailer. And it's like, okay. Arrow was the one where it was like a whole lot of scenes from all the seasons, because season 7 is going to be the last season of Arrow. And I'm going to cry, because I've been with it since the beginning. I've been with all the shows since then. I'm a fan of all of them. I love them all with a passion, and the characters. And obviously, I'm a huge fan of DC. And I know I'm going to cry. And we've had people on from Arrow before, so make sure you guys check out the backlog issues. Backlog episodes, really. And go check them out. Because it's a wild ride. Next up, we have Flash. So Arrow, wild ride on there, and his suit. By the way, Arrow's suit—they released pictures of it. It is a newer rendition. It's like everything combined. It's like the first one combined with the latest, like, Kevlar suit. So it's a really, like, Kevlar version of his original suit, which is honestly, I fucking am just thrown to the floor by that. It's beautiful. And Supergirl. Last season tackled, like, racism and shit like that. Now it's going to be tackling, like, tech stuff and whatnot as well, too. And being in the phones. But I operate online a lot, so I'm like, but I'm still really... It looks like a beautiful written season as well. The costume, she gets skirts gone. She has, like, a full suit and whatnot. She looks very 90s and very suits in because of the Crisis on Infinite Earths coming up here. Which we all know, spoilers, Arrow is going to die. Like, Green Arrow will die. That's been known for a long time now. It's going to be the last, like, his last crossover. It's going to be emotional. Legends was dope, too. And the trailer that they released with all, combining the comics mixed with the shows and whatnot, saying it's the end of the era, it's going to be great. Batwoman is going to be fun. We don't know for sure on that what's happening, because apparently there's rumors they're going to do reshoots, because apparently it's rough. So we also can't forget the big news. I don't, if you had to be underneath a rock if you didn't fucking hear this one. Brandon Routh, who played Superman in Superman Returns, and the Christopher Reeve storyline, but then also is playing the Atom in Legends of Tomorrow and the CW Universe, is going to be back as Superman in the Crisis on Infinite Earths crossover. The crossover where all the, in the storyline goes in the comics, all the multiverse combines, the Anti-Monitor's trying to eat the universe, and they've been hinting at him already, comes in, tries to eat the multiverse, basically. All the worlds combine and meet and shit like that, causes chaos and all this crazy shit. He's going to be suiting up as none other than the Kingdom Come Superman. Mind fucking blown! As a huge, huge Superman fan. One, it's amazing he's coming back as it. Two, I can't wait till him and the Atom, I'm like, oh, you look pretty cool. Yeah, so do you. And then also, fact of the Kingdom Come universe is coming to live action in a way. I hope to God we get more than Superman in that one, but we get Kingdom Come universe of who knows what the fuck else we're going to get. Is it after the events of Kingdom Come? Is it during the events of Kingdom Come? Is it before the events? Who the fuck knows? If you have not read Kingdom Come, go read it. But yeah, Brandon Routh is suiting up as Superman yet again. That's brilliant fucking news. And to this Superman fan, touches his heart immensely. Next up is, moving onwards, we have trailers that dropped. I think you guys should check out more trailers. Is Westworld Season 3. I can't say anymore without spoiling it. If you're a fan of Westworld, then make sure you watch the trailer. I'll link it down in the show notes. Well worth your guys' time. Make sure you guys go check it out on there. Westworld Season 3. Really fucking, the fighting between man and machine is really happening. You know, like, I don't know. It's not really Westworld anymore. That's a spoiler. But still, next up we have Picard. Star Trek Picard on the CBS All Access app, or service app, whatever you want to fucking call it. That is coming up, and oh my god, I cried a little bit, because it's been years since I've watched Picard and his crew, in his series, and in the movies, because I used to watch, Picard is my Star Trek. Like, Kirk was okay to me, but, and then the new movies got me hooked on Kirk and all that, and Bones and all that. But Picard and fam were my Star Trek. Like, they're my crew. They're my stuff. Like, I remember sitting down with a box TV in my grandma and grandma's kitchen, drinking the twist-off cap plastic Kool-Aid ones, the red and blue. Y'all fucking know what I'm talking about if you know it. Like, you know exactly what it is. And a can of Pringles to stay up superbly late. And maybe watch an episode of MASH right before him, but then go in and watch Star Trek. Because Picard was like, this is amazing, and then watch some Dragon Ball Z afterwards too. But it was super late at night where they re-aired them and whatnot. Would watch them on there all the time. It's my childhood coming back, and I'm in the Borg and everything else. I'm extremely excited to see it back. Everyone's coming back. Data, everybody. It's gonna be great. Picard, the other prequel Star Trek show I've been iffy on, but the continuation storyline thing where it's like it's coming back, like I'm gonna pay for it. I'm definitely gonna do that. The trailers made me cry. Obviously, Arrow, Flash. I mean, I don't know anything about Flash right now. There's really been a bunch of news coming out for it, but we're gonna see. So yeah, folks, that is Comic-Con, our San Diego Comic-Con special. As always, this is our little bit of review slash a little coverage and whatnot. Just a little bit of a coverage for you guys to be like, hey, this is the news that dropped. If you don't already know the news, this is Marvel, this is DC. What's going on here? One also thing before I go is Todd McFarlane, shout out to you, man, for being the best fucking indie comic book guy out there, because you went out and Spawn 300, as of this recording, Spawn 300 is coming out next month, and 301 is coming out as well too, and Todd McFarlane has been hustling like a motherfucker for this book, and I'm a huge fan of Spawn, huge, so I can't wait for what they're gonna do with it next. It's gonna be really fucking good. The way they're doing Spawn is brilliantly done, and he went out, and I wanted to give him a shout out because I saw this morning on the IGN, was he went out and he let people ink pages, like artists ink some pages on, like, in Spawn, on the draft pages, like the big ass fucking panel pages that he had, like big fucking pages, and he brought them, and he invited three random fans to come up. And he got it to ink pages. He's like, if they mess up, it's fine. I can touch it up. Or if they think it's a little bit too rough, he can touch it, do a little tiny thing for him or whatnot. But he wanted fans to contribute to 300. So that is fucking amazing that happened. So definitely, folks, at home, like 301. It was both of them. So, like, definitely, Todd McFarlane, you are amazing, man. I hope to one day have you on the show. We have so many fucking great guests on here. We have so many great guests lined up. But Todd McFarlane is, like, we want you on, man. Like, it's laid back. It's everything like that. Spawn, all-time favorite character. Savage Dragon, amazing work, too. Yeah, it's going to be great. Make sure you guys check out Spawn 300 and 301 when it comes out, too. 301 is the record-setting breaker in all of humanity and all of comics. It is the longest-running, creator-owned comic series of all time. That's fucking brilliant. You can't, in three, it's like 300, he made it 300 issues. That's a feat within itself. But 301 is the record-breaker. Good luck to everyone else out there who runs a creator-owned comic. Alrighty, folks at home. Thank you for joining me for our annual San Diego Comic-Con coverage episode. I have been your host, Dakota. You guys can follow me at DakotaMorgan3 on Twitter and also on Instagram at Dakota_Morgan97. So then thank you guys, where I've been posting stuff for San Diego Comic-Con. I've been doing all, keeping up on the news, giving you guys the news and whatnot, giving you guys some trailer clips and whatnot as well, too. But I'll link the trailers I think you guys should watch in the show notes below. Well worth the time, well worth the watch. It's free anyway, fuck it. So thank you guys for tuning in. Make sure you guys subscribe to whatever you're listening to, because we got some fun interviews coming up here. Some really cool people in the comic business are coming up. So really, really want you guys to stay tuned. And more reviews, of course, too. But stay tuned for that and leave a review of maybe people you want to see on the show and, you know, things you want us to cover. So we're definitely, because this is your behind the scenes of comics. I don't often get to come on here, guys, and have just myself on here. So whatever. Thanks, everyone, for tuning in. Follow me on social media, and you guys can keep track of everything for the Comic Chronicle podcast and more. And stay classy, San Diego.